There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, the 420 edition of the program. That you can bring up whatever you'd like. As always, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Derek J.
And Mark, the only holiday that Ian actually will celebrate on air.
No, we acknowledge.
Acknowledge is not celebration, my friend. I mean, acknowledge that people have scabies.
How do you? Well, wait a minute. Now, Mark, we've acknowledged Thanksgiving by asking people what they're thankful for. What are you going to do? Eat Thanksgiving dinner while you're sitting in the studio?
Trip on tryptophan.
Yeah, that would be tacky. Also, New Year's, I think, is one that we can't celebrate it because we're not on the air at that time. Although I guess in another time zone we would be on the air for New Year's, but in the Eastern time zone where we are, we're done at 10 p.m. Eastern every single day. But
what about Halloween?
Halloween's a good one.
Do you give out candy during the show?
No, it would be too difficult to answer the door. Right. So what I do is I put out the bowl of candy and then every break go out and sort of refresh it.
Does that count, Mark?
I was talking about on air.
Okay.
But I think that we...
Bring some kids in the studio. Hey, kids.
We do talk about Halloween and, like, sort of... one of the things I like to say on Halloween is that I just sort of remember back to my Christian school upbringing and how awful it was for some of the kids.
Why?
Whose parents...
they don't celebrate?
Some Christians specifically don't celebrate Halloween because it's like the devil's holiday. And the kids will dress up like, devils and those sorts of things. And it's one thing to
say... Can they be angels?
Well, it's one thing to tell your kid that they can't dress up like a devil, and it's another thing entirely to say they can't dress up like one of the Power Rangers or whatever the kids want to dress up as these days. I'm not entirely sure. I think the superheroes that I liked back when I was a kid are back.
Yes. Let's go back to Zach. He's been waiting patiently here. He began to tell us about a story at a local high school there in, where the hell you are, Zach? Where are you, by the way?
Downers Grove, Illinois. It's a suburb of Chicago.
Zach in Illinois, and you, are you an attendee, are you a pupil, if you will, at this government school that where this free speech oppression happened that you were discussing?
Not necessarily. I actually go to a school that's right down the road, but I went there at one point. I'm in a weird situation, homeschooling and combining that with public school.
All right, so your only knowledge about what happened is from Twitter posts?
Yes, but it's actually a picture of the actual referral, and you can see that it's signed, included, and named and everything.
And the referral says what? Can you recap that?
Okay. It says, in the hallway, this kid yelled to a classmate, "Raise your hand if you think George Bush hates/doesn't care about black people."
And that's something that Kanye West said on stage years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so that's what's on the referral. I mean, what is the... I remember when I was in high school, I got my share of referrals. I was certainly one of the most written up, I think, in my school.
Which in the smart kids school.
The gifted school. There was normally, like, little boxes they could check off, like, for what the crime was. Is there, a box that's been checked off in this particular one?
No, these are more open-ended to where there's not really a box because nowadays you can get in trouble for pretty much anything, so they just write it in.
Wow, that's crazy.
Why would he bring up George Bush, like, almost 8 years after Bush?
Maybe he was having a conversation about
politics. He was in high
school.
I mean, so he's, what, 18? He was 10 years old when
There are some people who sort of pay attention to the political scene in high school. There aren't very many of them.
He's irrelevant. He's been irrelevant for almost a decade.
I mean, I'm with you there.
I think an important thing to say is that this was in the hallway. So it's not even like
he was disrupting class.
He was in a hallway exclaiming to another student his political views. And it's insane that a teacher, which may or may not have an opposing viewpoint, would censor him in this situation where there's no way he's disrupting.
The teacher liked George Bush and wanted to punish this kid?
Who knows?
Maybe
she just likes the state. Maybe the same thing would have happened had he said Barack Obama or whatever. So who knows? And as far as the motivation for the conversation, it could have been anything. He could have been having a conversation with somebody and then just raised his voice to kind of address the whole hallway, right? Like, hey, raise your hand if you think this. Just accentuate
my
point.
Is George Bush is so over, it would be like saying, do you think Warren G. Harding hated black people?
Well, I don't think it's entirely, okay, so the societal – Barack Obama asked us to have a conversation, a national conversation about race.
He did. When did he ask us to do that?
Well, do you want me to get a date for you?
He's never sent me anything. I don't know.
Well, he told the public at large to do such a thing. And so I think to some extent this kid is responding to that by saying that there is a political party or a class of people who don't like black people. And I'd say – that it is inarguable that a certain percentage of the population does not like black people, right? I've certainly experienced...
There are racists.
Yeah, I've certainly experienced those folks. If you wanted to say that there was one political party that was more overtly racist than the other political party, okay, I might go with you on that one, meaning that there's a larger percentage of, say, Klan members that are a member of one party than the other.
Yeah.
But I would have to say that any policy that sort of differentiates based on race is racist. So therefore, you can't make the claim that there are more racists in one party than the other, because both parties will be happy to make those differentiations. I think that what this kid's trying to say is, I'm a Democrat, Republicans suck.
Well, who cares what he's trying to say? He should be able
to
say it.
Well, yeah,
he should be able to say it where he said it. He's in the locker area, the hallway of the school, and he just wants to speak and communicate with his classmates. I mean, there's no crime there.
Nope.
The fact that this has been a referral, that he was punished with 2 hours of detention, it really just goes to show, it underscores something that I learned a long time ago. I learned when I was in high school that there was no free speech in government school. There was a conversation I had with the principal. I don't remember what I was in there for. Like I said, I got more than one referral my time there. But there was a conversation where I was shocked. I had asked this principal specifically, you know, what about the Constitution? Because I'd heard about this thing with its, you know, right to free speech. And I went over that with this guy, and he basically said, yeah, you don't have a right to free speech when you're on government, you know, the government school grounds.
Yeah, were they talking about in loco parentis, where the school becomes your parents when you're there?
No, I don't remember them saying anything about that, but essentially just came right out and said, no, you don't have free speech, even though they teach about the Constitution. At least they did when I was in school. They at least went over the basics on the Constitution when I was in school. And they don't adhere to it, and they're right up in your face about it.
It's weird that they teach the Constitution at all, like it's ever going to apply to your life. Like, maybe when you leave this place, the Constitution will apply.
Well, obviously there are some people who believe that they aren't teaching it anymore, and I imagine in some school districts they don't teach it anymore. But to some extent, teaching the Constitution gives that aura of legitimacy, like we were talking about before with the court system. And thanks, Zach, for your call, by the way. The aura of legitimacy with the court system is also backed by the Constitution, that there's this document that some guys signed that actually are probably, you know, not anyone who are directly related to you and I. We wouldn't have known their descendants necessarily. There's this document that somehow binds everybody, and it's a ridiculous concept. You can share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Ian, the Constitution didn't fail you. You failed the Constitution.
Let's talk to Chris in Phoenix. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just have a question. Do you guys know that you guys were edited about a week ago when you talked about Ed Snowden, about the statue and everything? There was dead air, and there was some editing in Phoenix. I don't know what happened.
What? There was editing. Okay, really? So I think it probably wasn't editing. It was just dead air. Yeah. Sometimes things like that happen. It's radio. I wouldn't say there's any kind of NSA conspiracy to block out our signal.
Just in Phoenix.
It's the only report we've had of that. So I appreciate the outage report. It probably makes more sense to call the radio station and report to them. Just for future reference to anybody who's listening on the radio, if you hear an outage, it makes more sense to call the local station. Its odds are there's something going on with the satellite system that they have, or something is broken in their station automation. Those are one of the most common causes of outage problems.
So, outage, like it was some censored. But it comes and there's like, they cut like a few seconds.
Well, sound pretty suspicious.
Maybe somebody cussed. I don't remember specifically during that conversation whether somebody did or not. Chris, thanks for the call tonight. I wouldn't worry too much about it unless you keep hearing it. 855-450-FREE, and even then, call the local radio station. They'll appreciate the report. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pocket Power Plus, a source of backup power so small you can put this in your pocket. And it also fits fine in your purse or your glove box or your briefcase because it will give you power where and when you need it the most. These days, we're using so much electricity in our own personal lives with our cell phones and laptops. And like right now, the two of you are on laptops. We've all got cell phones here. And I know that here in New Hampshire, when I drive from one point to another, if I go to Concord, as I did today, and my phone is on, you know, it's not on like airplane mode or something like that, my signal's probably going to be down at least 25% by the time I get there, if not more.
Signal, your charge.
No, sorry, my signal, my battery charge. Thank you for that. It's going to be drained pretty significantly. And then on the way back, so that's just going one direction, and then on the way back, I mean, I've lost 50% of my phone's battery without even touching it.
Yeah, and if you're using like some driving or navigating app, forget about it.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be down 50% on one trip sometimes. I mean, depending on how far you go and the conditions. But if you've got the Pocket Power Plus, your problem is solved. You can run your electronic devices for hours and even days if necessary. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power. It even comes with a full accessory pack with most adapters you'll need, including jumper cables. So you can go and get the Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Then use coupon code FTL and you'll save even more at PocketPowerPlus9.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind, we've got Christopher listening in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christopher.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Hi there. Go ahead with your thoughts.
My thoughts are, I called in about a week ago, and I still appreciate your intelligent and articulate discussions among you. You don't seem to talk over each other, and you make fine and balanced points. You sometimes even have diverse viewpoints. One thing I was kind of annoyed at last week, and maybe it's the whole medium of calling in, is after I hang up, you can run in directions. I'm no longer there to counter or defend myself. But that just goes with the territory, I suppose.
That's talk radio for you. I mean, we do tend to keep somebody on generally if they're, if they're not necessarily just agreeing with us. Generally, we'll stay on a little bit longer. If it's an interesting conversation, we'll stay on. But ultimately, yeah, you're right. I mean, most of the time, talk show hosts get the final word. But the good news is, Free Talk Live lets you call in every single night, so
right.
You can always bring up.
There's no other talk show in the nation that, at least not a national one, where you're going to be able to sort of call in the next night or a week later and say, hey, you remember this? You're just not going to be able to do it.
Right. Well, I suppose that means you are, and I appreciate that. Kind of like Scheherazade keeping me on the line. As long as I'm interesting and funny, maybe you'll let me on a little longer each time. But here's what happened last time I called in. We got into a debate as to whether a couple should stay together for the sake of the children or not. And I thought that really did not bear upon the question I was asking. And some of you said, yeah, stay together for the kids. Some said, no. And I like that. That's nice that you entertain those differing viewpoints. But the real point is, if you're going across the Atlantic in an airplane, a hot air balloon, sure, if you're dissatisfied, jump into the sea. Don't let the door hit you. But you don't have the right to throw your spouse into the ocean just because you want to upgrade and aren't fulfilled. And not one of the three of you entertained that logical point that came to bear on the argument. So importantly, I don't care if you're no longer interested in the marriage, whether you want to stay or not. That's not what the important point is. You don't have the right to distance or to remove a dad from his children. I don't care if you're bored. If you want to stay, stay. If you don't want to stay, don't stay. But you don't have the right to kick the other partner out. And not one of you shouldered that argument.
Well, for one, to some extent, it's a derailment of the argument we were having previously, and that's not, neither nor there. I think that generally we agreed that the family court system tends to be bent away from men and towards women, that there's
right.
There's a sexist nature to it that says that women are the better ones to take care of the kids, and many times men are separated from their families entirely while they still have to pay. If you want me to come down and give a, what my take on that is that I shouldn't be required to pay child support for a child that I'm not allowed to see. That's, as far as I'm concerned, it's like a movie theater ticket. If you're going to force me to pay for my progeny, that's one thing. I'm fine with that. But at the very least, if I have to pay for that progeny, I should be able to see them.
My point is this. You have a 100% undividable access to your child right upon consensual conception. That right cannot be nullified. And you don't get 1/7 right like every other weekend. I don't care how much you're paying or not paying. You don't have the right to remove a father from his child. I don't care if you're bored. Well, when a woman says she's bored, the response of the judge should be, so?
Well, but hold on. What? That doesn't make much sense, though. If the children, for whatever reason, stay with the female parent, and then you want 100% access, means that you want to be able to go in this lady's house at 3 a.m. When she might have a boyfriend over or something like that. That doesn't make any sense.
How did it first of all, how did it become the lady's house? The father has the right to be with his children. If the woman wants to leave,
well, if she has her own house and she has partial custody, then that's her house and that's her private
property,
right?
Generally, people don't conceive children while living in two different homes. So let's assume.
Right, I thought we were talking about like a divorce situation or something like that.
He is. What he's saying is,
if you don't want to stay with a dad and a child, leave. You don't have the right to yank the child out of the dad's home or out of the
marital
home.
It's not like you've got a real axe to grind. I mean, that's the impression I get out of you.
Is one of you going to defend the right of the dad to have his child stay with him? Is one of the three of you libertarians?
Oh, I
don't know. It's really tough. So, like, I'm a child of divorced parents. My dad built the house that I grew up in. And when my parents got a divorce when I was 9, my mom moved out and got a house down the street so that she could be close and they could see me on a relatively regular basis. But I don't think that my dad was prevented from seeing me, except by the court. I mean, why is this so personal to you, Christopher? Why is it important?
That's really just changing the subject. The dad has a right to his child.
Right, well, we wanted to have a conversation. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I don't see how it's changing the subject. It seems like it's the same thing.
Totally the same.
It was about
the house. He wanted to barrel in here and demand why we wouldn't completely agree with whatever it was he was saying.
I'll address what he says.
He didn't want to have a conversation about it.
But my mom just voluntarily gave up the house. I see the point that he's making about, like, well, how did it become his house or her house? Well, they just decide. They just choose, like, all right, I'm leaving. It's worth it to me to be out of this situation.
He doesn't like the gender-based bias to the family court system.
We've acknowledged that.
Right. Yeah. I don't particularly like it either. However, what I would say is I do believe that children biologically belong to the mother.
What?
That's what I believe.
Why?
Why? Because she gave birth to them. I mean, they're essentially...
It takes two...
Yeah, I mean, it's a rare circumstance where the children are as close, especially young children, are as close to the father as they are to the mother. But, some dads do it absolutely right. Now, let me defend what I'm saying here is that I would also say philosophically that there's no particular reason that a man should have to pay for children, right? Like, the simple fact that a woman got a sperm donation for her children from some guy doesn't mean that he is obligated to pay for them. In today's legal system, you're obligated to pay, and okay, I think we all understood that going in, but if I have to pay, I should be able to see my kids, but I still think that children belong to the woman.
Let's come back with more. You can share your thoughts here with us, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. You can take control of Free Talk Live's 420 edition.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you may dial in toll-free here and share your thoughts with us about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Bitcoin, the price kind of been hovering around the 230, 250, 220 range over the last few weeks now, it seems like. Has it become more stable, or is it just a temporary occurrence?
Yeah, this is the problem with Bitcoin, is when it's not stable, people complain it's volatile. When it's stable, people
too stable.
People are like, it's going down. Like they just, I don't understand. When it's stable, there's less use of the coin, so people are waiting for it to go up or something. I don't know.
You can go and get Bitcoin right now. There's still plenty of people using Bitcoin for all kinds of different things. You can acquire yours through ExpressCoin.com. It's the best way to do it. They're fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through those governmental hoops. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. All you got to do is go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you. And you can also do it from your smartphone via their app, which you can download also at ExpressCoin.com. Plus, if you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, you'll get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice, because they also sell Dogecoin and Litecoin. Get up to $40 worth of it with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code is FTL. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Nate, listening in Pasco, Washington. Nate, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just, it's 420, and I think I'm doing about my 18th one here now. So
your 18th smoking of cannabis today?
Oh, definitely. Well, for, 18th year for 420.
Gotcha.
So, been a long time since I was young. I don't know, like, the origin story of 420, but, I heard something about it was a police code that they used to call on people that were consuming it in public. And so
I've heard that one too. Interesting.
Yeah, we started celebrating it from then on till about today. But anyway, last year, I became a medical patient and started receiving medical marijuana. And it was a great deal where we actually have an online site where someone will deliver it to my home at a very reduced price, very affordable, very easy for me to get my medication. Well,
medication?
Dispensaries, yes.
Why do you call it that?
Well, if you're a medical patient, technically you're supposed to call it that.
And for why are you a medical patient?
I use it to treat ADHD.
Cool.
So,
What are you paying on this delivery service? What's the cost, and what do you get? What's your typical order?
Well, the lowest is like $45 a quarter. So, it's not too bad, and it ranges all the way up to like $120.
Oh wow!
So, depending on what the grade is.
Would you say that there's a significant difference? Would you say that the 120 is almost three times as good as the 45?
Well, see, that's the whole perceptionary measure, I think, that's in this is, like, some people want to be catatonic. Some people want to be, like, for myself, it helps me focus. So I don't want to consume a large amount of THC because that doesn't help me. But for other people, they want to consume a large amount. So, yeah, in the $100, $120 range, that stuff, like one puff, and I can't stand up for an hour.
And do they rate the THC of all of these? I mean, is it just so common that everything is labeled with, like, its percentage?
Well, where I go through, they don't rate the percentage on their website. Mm-hmm. But the dispensary, the retail stores in Washington State do actually rate a percentage. But here's kind of where I was going with this is that the retail stores get way less quality. I mean, way less. And they charge you a ton. That's
as compared to what? The delivery service?
Yes. Oh, man. Okay, so that quarter that I was talking about for 45, you get an 8 for 80. Okay? Less quality than what I would have gotten for 45. And that's because of the state tax. Now, the state now wants to interfere with the medical patient and say, in a year and a half now, legislation is going to pass, and they are going to stop all delivery, all medical, person-to-personal transactions.
Yeah, this is why I had the questions about becoming a medical patient, because to me, that seems like a sneaky way for the government to create a list. Oh, boy, look, we've got all the pot smokers on some list. We'll make it sweet for them in the first few years, and then we'll do things like take away their gun rights in a few years.
I'm totally there with you on that there, Jay. I mean, I have been all about decriminalization and not legalization, because legalization allows more people to make money. Then, because from the beginning, I'm not going to be helping my friend next to me who wants to grow, is to say.
Yeah. Well, then go support your black market, Nate.
There you go.
Well, I mean, who cares if people are making money? The problem usually with legalization is the fact that they cut other people out from making money.
And the taxes that he said $80 for an eighth.
Yeah,
that's outrageous, even in places where there isn't legal marijuana. You would think if it's legal, then people are growing it.
Totally agreed.
And it should be cheaper.
For sure. And, I don't want to feed the state any more than it already gets. Washington State gets plenty of taxes. But
amen.
Collect this gigantic percentage off of this. It's not only another sin tax, it's just, it shows, of course, the level that they're going to make money. And a 30% tax on something being taxed at three different levels, I'm sure there's probably something very similar in Colorado, because I think everybody should be able to have any of their drug of choice. And this being able to tax and tax and tax and tax and tax, and it's like, you can have it,
that's
but you've got to pay us to have it.
Thank you, Nate, for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. It is the 420 edition, so I'm glad we're having the conversation.
Yeah, and I'm still waiting for the decriminalization of alcohol. I mean, in Philadelphia, where I formerly lived, I couldn't even buy alcohol on Sundays.
So is it still that way?
Yes. There are still these restrictions. And people think, like, oh, we'll just baby step our way to freedom with cannabis. They're fooling themselves.
Yeah.
If you think that prohibition is going to end in a few years, ask yourself when prohibition of alcohol is going to end.
Going. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Here in New Hampshire, the state runs the liquor stores. I know in some places it's shocking to hear that.
Even if they don't run the liquor stores, they turn over the distributions to monopolies that they pass out.
Near monopolies.
So, yeah, I mean, it's the closest thing to legalized organized crime out there. And
well, why should it be? I mean, that's what it was under prohibition, so it just hasn't changed that much.
Yeah, I think that once the state gets a power, it just doesn't like to let go of it.
Yeah.
There's that old Reagan quote that essentially, I don't know, some government program is the closest thing that we have to eternal life or something like that. And it's really quite true. I mean, to wrest the power of some power from the state, you have to pry each finger off. And nobody has the desire at some point to pry the fingers off. As you're pointing out here, Derek J., you know, the most people are like, whatever, you can buy it 6 days a week. Why the seventh? Who cares? Yeah, you know, and it's like no one's willing to go fight over that one.
Well, and there's, I don't know what it's called. I know I never remember it, but there's some sort of economic factor where somebody is not willing to go and spend the time and the effort to fight these things because it takes an inordinate amount of time and effort to go and just try to change one aspect of some bad law.
And then they could always change it back the next year anyway.
Always change it back. And so you spend all this time and this effort, and the state, of course, has the advantage because, well, that's already the status quo. And they can afford to send their, let's say, chief of police guy or whoever to go and testify in favor of keeping the status quo. And he's collecting a paycheck when he goes to the state house and he testifies about why the war on drugs should continue or whatever. And then you have to take time off from work. You have to take time out of your personal schedule and gas money that you wouldn't have otherwise spent to actually go to Concord, and you know it's Concord here in New Hampshire or whatever your state house is. You have to take your time and your effort to do that. They're getting paid to do the same thing. It's totally unfair.
Sure. It is not fair.
Yeah.
The game is loaded against the average citizen, and then the average citizen will go and argue for it because
some of it, yeah,
it's just so broken. But we've never seen anything else.
Yeah, and we're not going to until we get enough people in New Hampshire, in my opinion.
The whole idea of a sort of a democratic republic like we have here in the United States was a relatively foreign concept back when the United States got started. And the fact that it has survived, I think, is testament to its ability to overcome authoritarian regimes. But I don't think for a second that this is the end, the pinnacle of societal evolution.
Gosh,
something's
got to
come better.
855-453 is the toll-free number. You may join us here. Share your thoughts on the pinnacle of evolution. What's coming next? It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co. The first first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFood savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Derek J.
And Mark.
Don't forget to join us online. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please donate to the fundraiser that is going on right now. It's the African Satellite Fundraiser. It costs hundreds of dollars per month to get on the air over Africa, over a good swath of the entire continent. And we're looking to raise $22,000 to do it for 3 years. So you can help us with that. It'll help get great shows like Free Talk Live and dozens of others, liberty-oriented shows, including your very own Flaming Freedom, Derek J.,
yeah,
as well as Cop Block Radio, and so many more.
They don't hear anything like that in Africa.
Oh, my. They certainly don't. And in some countries in Africa, it is quite illegal to be gay. So imagine the frustration that a show like yours might stir up with the government officials in some of those countries.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of fun we can have by getting our signal on over Africa, and you can help us for $5, $10 or $1,000 or whatever you've got to spare. I certainly appreciate it. Go to africa.lrn.fm to learn more about it. As we go to Dave in Montana via Skype. Hello, Dave, and happy 420.
Hey, viva cannabis.
Hey.
Hey, it should be deregulated, taken off the drug list, and take away the Stamp Act. It should be like the tomatoes or oregano.
To repeal prohibition, as Rich Paul has clarified, that's not decriminalization, it's not legalization, it's repeal. Repealing prohibition, that's the ideal
situation. Deregulation. Yeah, and, you know, it's the most useful plant, so we know that's not going to happen, man. You know, that's why they're keeping it away from us.
What do you mean it's the most useful plant? What can you do with it, Dave?
It will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel, make medicine. If each
I love
use,
that, I swear to God.
If each use only gave 1,000 jobs, there'd be like 25 million jobs because there's like 25,000 uses for this plant.
It's an amazing thing.
And that's
there's
the
no doubt about it.
Why.
It changed my life.
You mentioned the Marijuana Stamp Act, and I think this is important to point out to sort of the conservatives in the crowd who are like, ah, marijuana's bad. Well, you may have your opinion on marijuana, but it doesn't change the fact that the federal government had no business getting involved in regulating it. In the Marijuana Stamp Act, what they did was say that essentially you had to have the federal government's approval via a stamp, a license, to sell marijuana, and then they didn't issue any licenses. What they did was an in run around the Constitution, and in the way that they had to go and get a constitutional amendment to make alcohol illegal, they did not do that for marijuana. And that's why the federal government should not be involved in any way, shape, or form, and that all these DEA agents are essentially just a bunch of paid thugs working for a gang.
You got it, man.
David, hey, anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
Yeah, talking about women and lifting weight. Mm-hmm. My niece, she's a weightlifter. She got picked for the United States American Olympic team for the 2016 Olympics.
Wow.
She could, at 15 years old, she could take 165 pounds, put it right up over her head, climb a rope, do push-ups, do, you know,
165 pounds, that's Derek J.
And now she's 17. They picked her. They flew her to a Colorado Springs Olympic Training Center today. She arrived there today. She'll start training.
That's why none of these girls are in the military, because there's just more accomplishment that you can have in the, you know, in the marketplace for sports and other things. Yeah. Why would you want to join the military?
Because upper body strength is just simply more common and less valuable in men.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate your call as always tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
165 pounds is Ian and 3 gallons of milk.
There you go. LATimes.com reporting on a story that I saw the headlines for in a lot of different places. I guess some people had their hopes up about this U.S. judge who has decided to not remove marijuana from the most dangerous drug list. Efforts to legalize marijuana suffered defeat in court Wednesday when a judge upheld the constitutionality of a 1970 federal law that classifies cannabis as a dangerous drug, akin to LSD and heroin.
Like, why? There can't be any... Like, everybody knows that's not true. Why would the judge do that?
U.S. Maybe she's a total square. I don't know. U.S. District Judge Kimberly Mueller, announcing her decision at a hearing in Sacramento, said she could not lightly overturn a law passed by Congress. Mueller agreed last year to hold an extensive fact-finding hearing on the issue, raising the hopes of activists seeking to legalize marijuana and worrying opponents who consider the drug a threat to health and public safety. The hearing marked the first time in decades that a judge was willing to examine the classification of marijuana under the 1970s.
No, not willing to examine. Not a fact-finding mission. They found no facts. This is baloney.
Under the 1970 Controlled Substances Act, the Schedule 1 classification is for drugs that have no medicinal purpose, are unsafe even under medical supervision, and contain a high potential for abuse.
Yeah, this is the most egregious aspect of this, is that the claim that marijuana has no medical purpose, when study after study has shown, scientific studies have shown that there is medical value to it.
Right.
At this point, all that's left is social conservatives banging on a pulpit and a bunch of politicians and bureaucrats getting payoffs.
All those people who use medical marijuana to, stop nausea from occurring, help them with a variety
glaucoma.
Of different symptoms of various different maladies. They're all just joking. It's all just a big scam. They just want to get high. Nobody's actually getting helped by it. It's ridiculous. Of course people are being helped. I've seen the examples of friends in my own life. I've known people, and I trust their stories.
But isn't the FDA a federal government organization?
They are.
And hasn't the FDA said that cannabis has medical use?
I don't know. Have they?
I believe
I don't think the FDA can reassign it from a Schedule 1 drug, though.
No, but the judge is on a fact-finding mission, right? So apparently she would find this easily Googleable fact.
Yeah, well, this judge, if she cared about, like what she's trying to do is balance a career here. And she's feeling things out. Let's see, what'll be better for my career is if I find marijuana to be medically viable or if I find that it isn't.
Yeah.
I
mean, how courageous.
This is an obvious thing to do. She's sticking her finger in the air and trying to figure out what's valuable. And that's the problem with our system entirely. It's full of politicians and bureaucrats.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you create political positions, fill them with politicians. You create bureaucratic positions, fill them full of bureaucrats, and then you're upset when the people in those positions act like politicians and bureaucrats.
They're all lawyers. I mean, judges, bureaucrats, yeah, politicians.
Not the bureaucrats.
There are a number of lawyers who are bureaucrats.
Certainly.
But not most of them. Yeah, it's probably true.
But most of the politicians are lawyers, except in New Hampshire.
That's right.
But, I mean, it's a lawyer-industrial complex.
In addition to marijuana, heroin, and LSD, other Schedule I drugs include ecstasy and mescaline. Mueller, an Obama appointee, announced her decision before issuing a written ruling, which is still pending. She considered the constitutionality of the classification in response to a pretrial motion brought by lawyers defending accused marijuana growers. She was quoted as saying on Leaf Online, a pro-marijuana blog that's been covering the case, quote, "At some point in time, a court may decide this status to be unconstitutional. But this is not the court! And not the time."
Uh-huh. When will it be? When her kids go to jail for marijuana possession? When it gets personal for this woman, I want to know. Is she going to change her mind?
I mean, what a ridiculous... I mean, I'm sure whatever her long order will say will be more detailed, but what a ridiculous rationale. I mean, there's no reason in that. It's just... This is not the time. I will not be the judge to make this decision. I could foresee a time when this could be considered unconstitutional. Which, what does that even mean? I mean, how could she on one hand say that it is constitutional,
yeah,
that this set Schedule I, this whole drug scheduling plan that they have, the federal government, she says it's constitutional, but yet acknowledges that at some point it would become perhaps unconstitutional. What? It's ridiculous and crazy.
It's
legal land.
I hope that marijuana advocates remember this when the government eventually does legalize cannabis, when they do come around and they don't cheer on the government saying, oh, yay, thank you for our freedoms. You know, thank you for being ahead of the curve on this one, because the government is always behind the curve. And this proves it. Americans favor marijuana legalization right now, today.
Especially medical marijuana.
Here's this judge saying, now's not the time. Well, she's wrong.
Right. Remember, Schedule 1 says these are unsafe, even under medical supervision. The suggestion being you cannot possibly use cannabis not only on your own, but while being supervised by medical people.
Right. Doctors, lawyers telling doctors how to do medicine. It's laughable. But, Ian, I think you make an incredibly good point here, is that if the Constitution is a, you know, it's a document where words are written down.
Words mean something,
right? Right. I mean, it's supposed to, how can something be constitutional, in 10 years that's not constitutional today, or vice versa, if the Constitution hasn't been changed? The sickening, disgusting bureaucrats and politicians didn't change the Constitution to make marijuana illegal, so therefore marijuana should be constitutionally legal the entire way through. The Marijuana Stamp Act is what's unconstitutional, and this lady has no qualification to say what's constitutional or not.
Let's talk more about it here in a moment, and you can share your thoughts here on the 420 edition of Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin markets, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.